Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
And welcome back to Padres Social Hour here at the Western Metal Supply Building in the AMR studios. And Bill, we are pleased to be joined by Corey Brock at Follow the Padres on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, make sure you give him a follow. He has been covering the Padres how many seasons now? I'm going to ask
him. Since 2007.
2007. Corey, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, I've been covering the team since the beginning of time, it feels like.
Well, since the beginning of Buddy's time.
Yeah.
That's true. We both came in the same spring.
Right.
Exactly. So you're a wonderful resource. And if you want to follow Corey on Twitter, at Follow the Padres. And Corey is in San Francisco right now. So I just want to start you off, Corey. You're on the Cholula hotline. And I want to start you off just asking about Brandon Morrow. I mean, have you heard anything else about how serious this might be and what the team is thinking about his DL stint?
Yeah, I think all things considered, Annie, the news is pretty good, as much as it could be with the disabled list. And it looks like he's going to miss probably two starts. They feel like, there's some inflammation in the shoulder, but they don't think this is going to be a long-term issue. It's more of a preventative measure, if anything, that maybe if, you're able to save him from a couple starts now, you might be able to gain a few more at the back end of the season. And we have to remember, this is a guy that's been injured in the past, only threw 54 innings in 2013. About 33 innings last year, and it's about exactly where he's at this year. So they were going to have to monitor his innings anyway. But they sort of felt like with the inflammation, it was a good time to shut him down now. You get some treatment, let that thing get that inflammation out of the shoulder, and maybe a couple starts from now they'll slide him back into the rotation.
So Despaigne slides in now. I was wondering, Corey, did Buddy happen to say anything today about the future plans or immediate plans for Josh Johnson? A couple of days ago, that was sort of where was he and what was he going to do next?
Yeah, I think Buddy mentioned it today. I asked him where JJ was in terms of his next simulated game. And, I guess he experienced just a little bit of soreness coming out of the simulated game at Petco the other day. But he's going to resume playing catch here tomorrow. And then they'll get on board with making a decision as to when that next simulated game will occur. So I think they're going to try and figure that out and give him a little rest. And, as you know, with these injuries, there's no, coming back from the Tommy John surgery, there's no real timeline, a hard and fast timeline as to when he'll go. Really, Josh will let the team know sort of based on how he's feeling. So this isn't really a setback in a sense. Like I said, he's going to start throwing tomorrow.
Right.
Have another simulated game, and at some point here, he'll get out on a rehab assignment.
So we're delayed a little bit.
Just delayed. No, not a setback.
Right.
I know that's probably splitting hairs a little bit, but I think I think fans really have to understand that with the TJ guys and guys coming off major surgery, not everybody follows a linear path to get back to the big league. Sometimes it just takes a little longer.
Gotcha. Hey, update on Yonder Alonso. What did Buddy have to say about Yonder's? I know he didn't play yesterday because he couldn't swing the bat after being hit in the back. What's the word today?
Yeah, and in all fairness, he probably wouldn't have been in the lineup against Bumgarner yesterday either. But,
right.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. He's feeling better. He's taking some batting practice today, and I guess we'll find out a little later if he's available. That was sort of left when we talked to Buddy before batting practice. He said, he's going to keep an eye on Yonder. He said he was feeling a little better, so I think when it comes to shove, if he's feeling okay, we could see him maybe getting that bat today, and we'll see him moving forward. But, these hit by pitches, sometimes it gets you in a bad spot, and it certainly did with Yonder, and that soreness certainly resonated for a few days. But it sounds like he's on the mend.
I mean, he got drilled by on a fastball from a guy making his major league debut, so the guy had loaded it up a little bit.
Yeah, you think that guy would drop him a letter of condolence.
Exactly.
Or chocolates or something. Yeah.
Hey, Corey, speaking of major league debuts, you got Austin Hedges out there last night. Just for all of us who weren't in San Francisco, what was it like for him emotionally? And did you see that kind of after the game in the clubhouse where he was pretty excited?
Yeah, for a guy who, struck out
against
Madison Bumgarner, I think he was still pretty elated. Aside from the result, Annie, I think still awfully excited. I don't think it's worn off yet, and I don't think it'll wear off for a while. I asked Buddy after our manager session today, if he's going to be in there. He's going to get his first start tomorrow, a day game after a night game. So that will be a new set of emotions for him to try and balance. But, you know, I think it's just a fun experience. And I think, and Bill knows this, Bud Black has said over and over that one of his greatest joys as a manager is seeing a guy go through his major league debut and all of the emotions that go into it, and certainly the long road that some of these guys kind of go on, you know, from when the time they're drafted to get to the big leagues. Now, granted, with Hedges, it wasn't a great amount of time as it is with some of these guys that, you know, kick around for 12, 13 years. But still, you know, a big league debut is a big league debut, and I think it was a neat moment for everyone.
Corey, this team 14-13 right now, is it about where you think it would be at this point in the season? I mean, are you feeling like it's coming together the way it's supposed to, or are there big areas of concern for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. You know, and I think it's I think the record is fairly representative of the team they are, except in the sense, you know, I think everyone thought the bullpen would be a little bit better, and I think it will be better moving forward. I think they feel like they had the right people down there. You know, I think when they get Sean Kelly back, you know, I know fans aren't super excited about what he's done in a very, very small sample size. It's like five innings. I think this guy's going to end up pitching some important innings and getting some big outs for the Padres this season. You know, I think once they get him back and solidify things, the further we move into the season, I think they'll be better. But I tell you what, you know, they're leading the National League in runs scored. And, you know, if you couldn't find anything else to get excited about if you're a fan, look at that. I mean, we've never talked about this before because it's never happened. And they've never been remotely close. And, you know, we've seen a lot of these games, and you guys have been there. You know, when they get down with these early deficits, they're able to come back. I remember a game when we were in Chicago a few weeks ago where they scored four runs in the ninth inning to tie the game. They ended up losing that game. But the point is that unless you're getting completely hammered by another team, there's sort of a sense down there that you're never really out of this thing because you have some guys that could reach the seats. You have some guys that could string some hits together. It's an exciting offense. So, and the starting pitching's been good. Infield defense could be a little tighter, but, you know, I think they're in a pretty good spot.
Nobody's saying they're boring anymore, right, Corey?
I never hear that.
Right.
You know, it's yeah, they got some real guys on the roster, and you know, no apologies to you guys in the past, but, yeah, it's an exciting group, and I think fans are probably still trying to sort through what this all means moving forward. But I think, you know, coming out of April, that's been such a disastrous month for them in terms of injuries and underperformance in the past. And coming out of there, you know, right about 500 was a big victory all the way around.
One last question. Myers is out of there tonight, just a scheduled, I mean, well, not a scheduled because he hasn't taken one, but just a much-needed day off to get Venable in there?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a situation where Buddy and the staff sort of looked at, you know, these guys, some of these guys, Bill, have you seen? They've been in there just about every day, and Will certainly be at the top of the order, is getting a lot of at-bats, so maybe a chance for him to get a little breather, certainly available to pinch hit if need be. And, you know, I think moving forward, you're probably going to see Matt Kemp get a day off here at some point. You know, Justin Upton had the, what was it, the quad, I guess it was, so he missed a couple games. But, you know, that's kind of the balancing act you have as a manager and a staff is, you know, how often do you run these guys out there? So, yeah, it's a chance to, as you know, Bill, what he likes to say, he's got to use that whole roster, use the whole bench, and good opportunity to run Will out there today.
Hey, I'm going to put you on the Cholula hot seat right here, okay? Try this question on real quick.
Okay, hotline now.
All right. Okay. If Alonso were able to play today, if he was ready to play, do you think Solarte would have been at third with Middlebrook struggling?
Yeah, I think that'd be the case. I mean, at this point, Bill, I think Solarte, more often than not, is going to be in that lineup every day. It just it depends where, really, and the versatility component certainly helps him out a lot. But, yeah, Middlebrook's scuffling over at third. Lon's a little dinged up, so it's easy to slide him in at first. But, you know, we've seen him at second. You know, we've seen him at third. We know he could play a little short based on last year at first. Boy, I'd be curious to see how many at-bats this guy ends up with at the end of the year. I tell you what, though, it'll probably end up being far more than they anticipated when the team went to spring training in February.
Gotcha.
Agreed. He's added so much versatility and offense to this team. Corey, we thank you so much. Corey Brock at Follow the Padres, and you can check out his work on Padres.com. Fantastic coverage of this team, wonderful feature stories on the players. Corey, I hope you enjoy some great craft beer while you're in San Francisco.
Annie, you know me too well, don't you?
I do. Corey, thanks a lot for calling in.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
And, you know, Bill, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to put you on the hot seat after this break on a few of those same things and just kind of get your take on some of those questions that Corey answered when we come back. So be ready for it, Bill.
Okay.
Get yourself ready. All right, Cholula, the Cholula Hotline. We want to thank Corey for being on that. The flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap. For a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano, check out the new green pepper sauce flavor today. Make sure you join us, padres.com/social hour for the chat. And on Twitter, #PadresSH. We'll be right back with more Social Hour.